without a shark cage. It's 103 miles, and she's been battling a storm and jellyfish. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan.
She's turning 63 this week, and I can think of no other 63-year-old I've ever heard of who would try something like this.
Nayad left Saturday and is not a third of the way. This is ABC News.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
John Lennon's killer is up for parole again this week. ABC's Jason Nathanson with more on that.
The former Beatle was shot four times in the back by Mark David Chapman. Chapman has been denied parole six previous times. His seventh opportunity could come as early as Tuesday, with the decision made by Thursday or Friday. At his last hearing in 2010, Chapman told the parole board that there were other names on his hit list, including Johnny Carson and Elizabeth Taylor. He said he chose Lennon because Lennon was more accessible. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Singer Scott McKenzie has died after battling an illness for 2 years. Boomers remember his big hit.
If you're going to San Francisco,
it was a hit in 1967 during San Francisco's Summer of Love. Scott McKenzie was 73. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 68 degrees at 7:04 this morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Well, we're still gathering information about a home invasion in Greenville this morning, but here's what we know so far. Dispatchers in Greenville tell us there was a home invasion and shots were fired at the West Haven subdivision. Now, family members tell us that a male resident was shot in the shoulder and is at the hospital. Police are still investigating, and we will keep you posted with any new information. Now, authorities in Onslow County are looking for a suspect in an early morning robbery. It happened in Onslow County at the Kangaroo gas station at 116 Piney Green Road. Authorities say the thief used a crowbar in that robbery and made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. Now, there's no word on injuries or a suspect description at this time. That, of course, is another story that we will keep you updated on. And two people had to be hospitalized after an early morning shooting Sunday at the Washington McDonald's. One of the victims is just 17 years old. Police say they arrived on scene just after 3 a.m. and did not find any victims. But soon after, two victims with possible gunshot wounds were located at the Vidant Beaufort Hospital. The victims are 22-year-old Roray Razor of Washington and a 17-year-old whose name has not been released at this time. Police tell us that they do not have any life-threatening injuries, and the case is still under investigation. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Showers and storms likely for your Monday with locally heavy rain downpours, a 70% chance of rain. In fact, it's already getting underway right now. For tonight, cloudy and mild with a few showers around, rain chance of 30%. Lows from 67 to 71 degrees for Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy with more scattered showers and storms. A 50% chance of rain for your Tuesday. Scattered thunderstorms possible for Tuesday night with a low of 64 degrees, a 40% chance of rain. And for Wednesday, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid-60s. Right now it's 68 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town, Monday, August 20th, 2012. A lot to get to from the weekend that was. Here on your source for the best news talk information, 103.7 WTIB.
Hello, I'm Jeff Boltonhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. We can eliminate all of your monthly prescription hassles with our exclusive medication on-time service. This program includes synchronization of all medications, eliminating partial fills and multiple trips to the drugstore. Our friendly staff will call your doctor to obtain refills in advance, so you never go without necessary prescriptions. In tough economic times, we still offer free delivery, saving our customers valuable time and money. Stop by and see us on Memorial Drive in Greenville or call us at 752-0338 and begin living life better.
0% financing for well-qualified buyers.
Savings and selection, it has to be. Your key to satisfaction, Hastings Ford Country.
This is our Focus, a 2012 Ford Focus S. 5-speed, only $99 a month. Get it, a new 2012 Ford Focus that will fit any budget. Just $99 a month at Hastings Ford.
Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Or focus on this 7 2012 Ford, 0% for 60 months. F-150, Mustang, Fusion, Escape, and more. 0% financing for 60 months. Now at the home of the $99 a month Focus, Hastings Ford.
I'm Sherry Woolard.
I'm William Wilson, inviting you to rediscover Hastings Ford.
We are your key to satisfaction.
Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford.
Hastings Ford in Greenville and HastingsFord.com.
Hastings Ford.
Hi, this is Lewis Sloan with Sloan Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Washington. I would like to personally invite you to stop by our office located at 245 West Main Street. Our agents look forward to reviewing and fine-tuning your personal and commercial insurance policies. Sloan Insurance has been serving this area for 62 years as an independent insurance agent. We represent a variety of well-established companies with competitive rates and affordable coverage.
Contact Lewis and his team today at 946-6114 or SloanAgency.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a great lunch that won't bend your wallet, Trips is featuring some sensational summer lunch specials now, including the chicken salad flatbread sandwich. I just had that. Excellent with fresh fruit for just $7.99. Also, the chicken salad, fruit salad, and shrimp salad plate for just $9.99. Southwestern spring rolls for $7.99. And for dessert, fried cheesecake egg rolls, just $3.99. Trips, Red Banks Road in Greenville. Trips, taste the difference. For lunch.
Need new windows? There's a company in Greenville selling high-quality windows for less. Clear Choice Windows. That's right, you no longer have to pay $600 to $800 per window. With Clear Choice, you get a better window for a third of the price. Clear Choice Windows specializes in triple-pane replacement windows, which gives you the maximum benefit of energy efficiency and sound reduction. Give local owner Ben Wisner and Clear Choice Windows a call today at 321-7222 for a free estimate. Clear Choice Windows. Done right. Guaranteed.
The Meineke Car Care Center location on Westfire Tower Road near Pitt Community College is back open under new ownership. Both Greenville Meineke locations, Fire Tower Road, and beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension are offering brake pads for 50% off with a lifetime warranty. You never have to worry about brake pads again. The two Meineke locations are total car care centers, from state inspections and oil changes to major repairs and everything in between. All work done is under warranty at any one of the 950 locations nationwide. And if you have a major repair, take advantage of their 6 to 12 months no-interest financing. Meineke always uses top-of-the-line Pennzoil premium products when servicing your vehicle. Greenville now has two Meineke Car Care Centers, West Fire Tower Road near Pitt Community College and on Dickinson Avenue Extension beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Meineke Car Care.
Wakey, wakey. Y'all need to get up. What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIV. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
68 degrees at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome in. It is the 20th day of August. Talk of the Town Monday. Nice to have everybody on board today. McGee is here. Good morning, McGee.
Good morning, Ann.
And at the news desk this morning, the lovely Lindsay. Lindsay Fry is here. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to be here in this rainy day we're having.
Yeah, the rain is falling here in Greenville this morning. It's been raining. kind of a rough day yesterday too. I drove up to Chowan County yesterday to see my mom for her birthday, which is coming up this week.
All right.
And we drove up there, and I kept looking at the clouds. And it was one of those situations where, you know, I could swear I could see a tornado forming over here or over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday was pretty intense.
Well, after reports of tornadoes, I think you would, you know, everybody was looking around thinking they may have spotted one.
Well, I actually saw some photographs on Facebook of people who actually took pictures of tornadoes over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
So there were some tornadoes around eastern North Carolina this weekend. And here's the weather today. We're looking for rain this morning, obviously, partly to mostly cloudy skies, some scattered storms, maybe some thunderstorms coming up today, and then tonight 65. Why don't I have a forecast for today? I don't have a forecast for today. Y'all just giving me a forecast for tonight. Let me pull up a forecast for today can tell folks what to expect today. We're looking for showers and storms locally, some heavy downpours today. Rain chance 70%. Today, high temperatures today will be about 80 degrees, and then we move to the scattered storms tonight. And the overnight low 65 tonight, and on Tuesday, some scattered storms, high of 81, and the chance of rain 60%. Current temperature 68 degrees. More storms on Wednesday, too, so kind of a tough way to start the week here. School starts this week, right? I know the ECU students are back.
Yes.
Pitt County school starts the 27th.
You can tell from the...
the traffic is back in town.
You can tell from the traffic over the weekend that the students are back. And so be careful driving around out there. I tell you, the traffic over the weekend was not good.
No, it's unbelievable. Not good.
Well, let's just say it was very heavy. I shouldn't say it's not good because we love the ECU students, but... I know they had a big soiree over at the local Target store last night.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear they were bussing kids from campus to Target last night? And I'm thinking to myself, what? Why are we picking one retailer to support?
Yeah.
Because they had bands and stuff out there last night?
Did not know that.
Yeah, don't get me started. So does that mean if I own a store and I have a band, the university will send buses over to send them over to my place?
Maybe so.
Of course, it was Target.
That's true. Target's a big hit.
Yeah. That's where the kids had to go get their all their supplies, I guess.
Mm.
Remember those days, Lindsay?
Vaguely. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my computer cranked up here. You know, it's that frustrating moment when you know you've got plenty of time to get everything set up. And then you crank up your computer, and it decides
crash.
To do all these Microsoft updates.
I got one word for you. Mac.
I got one word for you. But I can't say it on the air. I told you, I've gone to the iPad.
Yeah, but you're still on the dark side with that laptop.
I think you're right.
Now, I have a Toshiba.
I think he's right. I think it's time
Not
for
like
me to...
Henry's.
Who? Yeah. This one was. Who? Where did I get this from? This is actually not the one I got from you, McGee. I stole McGee's a while back.
Oh.
That was a Toshiba too. That was a piece of crap too.
You don't seem too upset about it, so.
Did you just diss a computer company on the air?
Yeah, that happened. I heard it.
No, it was just my particular laptop was a piece of crap.
there's a couple of interesting newspaper stories. There was a story that broke over the weekend in the News Observer, which I want to talk about. But let's get to this one this morning on the front page of the Daily Reflector. The Pitt County School Board is going to have an interesting meeting tonight. This is all part of the follow-up to the cram down by the chairman when the chairman of the board for the second time now has been accused of basically trying to strong-arm somebody into doing something that they didn't want to do. In this particular case, we're talking about it being Sean Kenny, one of the other members of the Pitt County School Board, who said he would not vote to change the bylaws to have Billy Peden be reelected for a third term to the chairman of the Board of Elections. And then Sean Kenny says that Billy Peden then, when he couldn't get his support, went to his boss. He works for the county. And strong-armed him and tried to get him in trouble with his boss for spending time on his job working for the school board. So it's these kind of tactics that, you know, just kind of make you scratch your head. Well, now there are four members of the school board: Jill Kamnitz, Barbara Owens, Jennifer Little, and Christine Waters, that now want to change the bylaws, and so it will be discussed tonight, to change the bylaws to be able to take a chairman out in the middle of a term. So you can see where this is going. They're going to try to pass this and say, you know, in the event that they can get a two-thirds vote, they would then be able to remove the chairman from the Board of Education, which, of course, is, you know, if this thing were to pass, then they're going to vote to try to remove Billy Peden as chairman of the Board of Education. Peden, has, as you know, has been the subject of a lot of, let's just say, interesting stories since he's become chairman. He was convicted of having machines in his building that some of these illegal gambling machines.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a convenience store. And that was actually before he took over as chairman. They voted him in as chairman after that. And then there was another situation where a vendor said that that Billy Peden tried to strong-arm him. And now this latest thing where you've got another member of the school board who says he was strong-armed into trying to, you know, being told basically you need to vote for me for a third term. Now the bylaws, by the way, say that you can only serve two terms. So I'm trying to figure out why we need Billy Peden for a third term anyway. And if the group, you know, this is going to be an interesting vote tonight. So it's now gone in the other direction where you've got four members of the board: Kamnitz, Owens, Little, and Waters, that are now making a motion to change the bylaws. And there's going to be a public hearing tonight, and that's going to be an interesting discussion.
It will be, indeed.
But, you know, I will say this. I mean, you know, it's clear that members of the school board don't like each other, and they've got their own agendas and all that. But the city versus the county stuff has got to just come to an end. That's so childish and ridiculous in 2012. You know, those discussions, that kind of, you know, we're going to show them city folks what, you know, we're in charge and all, I mean, and that kind of stuff. And if there's anything going in the other direction from the folks inside the Greenville City area back to the county folks, it needs to stop also. But, I mean, the electorate is tired of this. We're all tired of this stupidity that we're seeing on the Pitt County School Board. It's just gotten to be a joke. And it makes our community look bad. It makes us look like something from 1955. Or as our governor might say, it makes us look like Mississippi. Except Mississippi's a lot further along in some of their things than we are. So I hope that goes well tonight. It'll be interesting to see how people vote on that one. Here's the other thing, too. Did you notice that over the weekend, a story broke in the News Observer? Now, they're doing a series on these companies that don't properly insure their workers with workers' comp insurance, workers' compensation. And some of this has to do with what's going on here in Greenville. The News Observer article on Sunday morning accused some of the folks, some of the contractors involved in building Children's Hospital,
mm-hmm,
here in Greenville at Vidant Medical Center, accused them of not having proper insurance for their employees. Now, the follow-up article this morning is the fact that there's this this contractor out of Wilson, Michael, called Worrell Construction, W-O-R-R-E-L-L, that had to shut down because he didn't have, allegedly didn't have, according to this article in the newspaper this morning, the right kind of workers' compensation for his workers, and he had two different workers who got serious injuries on the job, and he ended up having to shut his company down because he, you know, instead of, and here's what happens. Instead of paying workers' compensation insurance fees to the insurance company to properly insure these guys that are working out on construction jobs, that are working in dangerous jobs, that very that have a high probability of getting hurt, he doesn't insure them as employees. He insures them as contractors. Under the law, there's something that allows that you can actually insure somebody as a ghost as a ghost employee. In other words, I haven't hired this person yet, but I'm going to hire a contractor. And apparently this guy paid like $800 in workers' compensation premiums, where if they had actually been employees, he'd have paid $30,000 for them. What ended up happening? Two guys got seriously injured, and they're having trouble getting their medical bills paid. So that's the latest from the News and Observer. That's the latest series that they're working on.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Ryan is coming to North Carolina on Wednesday and Thursday. Here's the latest, if you're hearing rumors. I can give you the very latest on this. I talked to the Romney campaign late yesterday afternoon. Here's the very latest. You know, there was going to they were discussing the idea of having a fundraiser for Paul Ryan here in Greenville, and then that led to more discussion. I talked about this last week about maybe having a big Sarah Palin type rally in Menchie's Coliseum, and they kill that idea on Wednesday because he's going because the folks in Raleigh were upset that Mitt Romney had canceled Raleigh last Sunday, so the decision was made to take Paul Ryan to Raleigh on Wednesday, and he's going to be doing a fundraiser at the home of John Cain, who was just on our show. You might remember we had John Cain, who used to live here in Greenville. John's an old friend, and John, of course, he was the developer of Pitt Plaza, which became Plaza Mall, which became Colonial Mall, which became Greenville Mall. He doesn't own it anymore, but he owns all the North Hills stuff, and he's got all that North Hills property up there. John Cain. So Paul Ryan's going to John Cain's house for a fundraiser, and he's also going to have a public appearance, I'm told, in Apex. Well, then word started to leak out Friday that, okay, they were. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring Paul Ryan back over to Greenville on Thursday and do a rally maybe at down on the campus, on the main campus. And so they started. Everybody started mobilizing on that, and we thought Paul Ryan would be coming to Greenville Thursday. So if you've heard that Paul Ryan is going to be in Greenville Thursday, it is not true. I talked to the Romney campaign last night. I got a call from a young man named Michael Joffrion, who is the field guy, and he said the decision was made yesterday morning that they're going to take Paul Ryan to Fayetteville instead of Greenville. So if you've heard that Paul Ryan is going to be in Greenville on Thursday, tell him you heard it from Henry Hinton on the radio. It is not true. They had called and asked that we be involved in that. Over the weekend, on Saturday, they said it was definitely going to happen, and then yesterday afternoon they called back and said, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Hey, did you hear about the guy who, the famous Hollywood director who jumped off the Los Angeles bridge yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
I got a report here. This is the guy. His name is Tony Scott. He was the director of
Top Gun,
Enemy of the State, Days of Thunder, Crimson Tide, True Romance. Apparently, he jumped off a bridge. Here's a report on the death of Tony Scott.
Director Tony Scott committed suicide Sunday. Scott directed the original Top Gun film, along with memorable titles like Enemy of the State and Days of Thunder. Scott jumped to his death off an L.A. bridge, this according to the L.A. County Coroner. According to the coroner, 68-year-old Scott, Ridley Scott's brother, jumped from the Vincent Thomas Bridge spanning San Pedro and Terminal Island around 12:30 p.m. It's being investigated as a suicide, quote, with no indication it was anything but a suicide. Scott climbed a fence on the south side of the bridge's apex and leapt off without hesitation, according to the coroner's department and Port Police. A suicide note has reportedly been found, and the Los Angeles Times says Scott's family is asking for privacy.
Top Gun. One of the great movies of all time, right? It was when they first heard that this guy had jumped off the bridge, and they, you know, people saw him, and they sent crews in to find the body and all that. And they thought, well, maybe it was some sort of an accident, but then they found a suicide note. So what drives a guy to do that with the amount of money? I mean, that guy had to have money, right? Of course, you know, people who have money, sometimes they go through money.
I would think he was well off.
Yeah,
well,
I don't think so. All right, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock, talk of the town here on Monday morning. It is Watermelon Festival Week. We are excited that we are sponsoring. WTIB will be sponsoring the Thursday night events at the Watermelon Festival. And we're going to be out there live. I know Tom and Sadie are going to do their show out there live. Right, Michael? That's what we're being told. Tom and Sadie will be out there live on Thursday afternoon. And Michael's shaking his head yes, and then he's shaking his head like, oh, my God, no. Isn't it true? I was told they were going to be out there. It is true. Okay. So Tom and Sadie.
It is true.
It is true. You can talk. I didn't mean to shut you down after your computer comment. I'm just tired of hearing you tell me that I need to buy a Mac.
Well, if you'd heed my advice once in a while.
I'm not going to do that.
Then enjoy your computer problems.
I think about 6:30, isn't it, Michael? They're starting the, they've got the Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol Contest, where they've had preliminary rounds,
right, yep.
And
yep.
They're going to name a Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol, and then after the Winterville, by the way, I just heard thunder.
Mm-hmm.
After the Winterville Watermelon Festival, oh, that's the train? No,
yeah,
that's the
trash truck, isn't it?
Oh, it's the trash truck over at the dumpster?
I was like, that
behind
is
the
intense
K&W?
Thunder.
Oh, that's what that was?
They're waiting for that computer, Henry. They called it.
I swear it sounded like thunder, didn't it?
It did at
it's,
first.
It's just the trash. It's the it's the truck emptying the dumpster at the K&W.
I think they're about
store.
To empty us.
It feels
really
bad.
Close. And we hadn't even been over there yet to see what was left for breakfast.
I know. Hang on, guys.
Also on Thursday night at the Watermelon Festival, Michael Jackson will be there.
Really?
No.
Okay.
They've got the Michael Jackson tribute band, and they say this guy does an unbelievable Michael Jackson. The name of the act is Who's Bad? And they say this guy comes out and does an incredible Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
You can see some of his, we've seen the video online. And so the Michael Jackson tribute band, Who's Bad, coming up Thursday night, and that's all being sponsored by WTIB and Star 94.3, our sister station. So we'll be out there for that. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Then they've got the big Montgomery Gentry show coming up on Saturday night.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
I love Montgomery Gentry.
That'll be fun.
Those guys are one of the best country bands ever.
Yeah.
Montgomery Gentry live at the Winterville Watermelon Festival on Saturday night.
So this is Thursday to
now
Sunday.
Now, that is not free.
No.
I think the tickets to Montgomery Gentry are pretty reasonable, though. Our event on Thursday night is all free, I believe. You come out and see the Watermelon Festival Idol Contest, and then you get to see the Michael Jackson tribute band. Hey, pretty good. You get to see Michael Jackson come back from the dead for free.
Well, we can't beat that.
What'd you say, Coach Carr?
Which Michael? The Thriller Michael or the Black and White Michael?
The
Or this name or the song?
I was going to say, you can't say like Elvis. Which Elvis? You know, the fat Elvis or the...
I would expect it to be the...
Or the studly Elvis.
Black and White Michael.
The black or white? You say the black and white, Michael?
Oh, that's the name of the song. I'm talking about
black. Oh, black and white. I didn't see it. I thought you were making some sort of a racial comment.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, I thought he was, too. I was just going along with it.
I'm directing TV. Just want people to know. I'm directing TV. I have nothing to do with it.
I love Michael Jackson's music, though. I'm hoping that they go back and play all the stuff. I just hope they don't play too long so I can watch it on, so I can get to bed on time.
Just don't do Ben, please. No Ben.
Oh, yeah. I can do without the rat song. True. That's true. All right. Let's see what else is going on. If you're having a birthday today on the 20th. By the way, I was thinking about it. Michael, it's hard to believe, but 42 years ago today, every year on August 20th, I remember this. 42 years ago today, I went to my first rock concert. The Virginia Beach Dome.
Bay City Rollers.
I'm going to come in there and smack you. By the way, the Bay City Rollers weren't around 42 years ago.
No, they were not.
Well, actually, they probably were.
No, they won't.
No, Chicago. I saw Chicago at the Virginia Beach Dome. And today, by the way, is Robert Pankow, one of the great trombone players of our time. He's the big trombone player from Chicago. He is 65 today.
Are they active? Are they still recording? You have any idea?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
They
Chicago?
Are? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Of course, they're singing without Peter Cetera now because of that breakup back in the 80s. But they're still out there recording. Rock legend Robert Plant, the lead singer for Led Zeppelin, 64 years old today. Al Roker is 58.
Oh.
Do you like Al Roker?
I do.
Do you like Al Roker?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't realize he was that old, though.
58?
That's not that old.
Not very old, is he?
Well, I didn't realize he was that mature in life, so. Yeah. Wow, look at him. Good job.
Did you go to the movies over the weekend?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Movies?
No.
The Expendables 2 hobbled to number one this weekend. $29 million, $6 million behind the Expendables debut. The Bourne Legacy slid to second, while Paranormal took third. Coming up this weekend in theaters is Hit and Run, The Apparition, and Premium Rush. But the big news is now The Hunger Games is on Suddenlink on demand. You seen it?
No. I never got into it.
Yeah.
Did you take a chance with this?
I have not. I had my grandson, and we were going to watch it, but we ended up watching Cars 2 instead. I'm just joking. I was not going to watch The Hunger Games with my grandson. But let me tell you, when he's in the house, if the TV's on, he takes control.
Yeah.
So we watched Cars 2 for the 50th time. I know everything I want to know about Lightning McQueen and Tow Mater.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. It's great for the kids, and he loves it. All right, 7:34. Oh, by the way, one more thing before we go. Did you hear in Chicago at the shopping center where Barack Obama first kissed Michelle Obama that there's some people who've actually put a plaque up to commemorate the spot in the shopping center where Barack first kissed Michelle Obama?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, I thought they shut it down due to sanitary reasons.
I'm trying to hold back the regurgitation, and you're over there saying it's... Why do we need a plaque commemorating that?
No, that's cute.
I have not heard that.
I hadn't heard that either. That's news to me.
Yeah. I'm so glad we had that little news item. All right, 7:35. It's 25 in front of 8. Let's get some sports headlines. Here's McGee on sports.
Should be a plaque for them all everywhere, then. All presence.
Golf, Sergio Garcia had the lead at 15 under through four holes Sunday when the final round of the Wyndham Championship was suspended for the day because of heavy rain. Tim Clark, Jason Duffner, and Bud Cauley were 14 under through varying stages of their rounds, and 38 players, which half the field, were still on the course when play was stopped. Play will resume this morning at 9 o'clock. The first time play has gone into Monday at the Wyndham since 1983. NFL preseason action from Sunday night. Steelers beat the Colts 26-24. Both teams 1-1 after 2 weeks of preseason play. Tonight, the Patriots play host to the Eagles. NASCAR, Greg Biffle won the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway on Sunday when leader Jimmy Johnson's car left the track with engine trouble with only 6 laps remaining.
Police say a high school basketball player who's regarded as one of the country's top recruits has been arrested in his native Baltimore on charges of assaulting the mother of his child. Baltimore police say 18-year-old Aquil Carr was arrested Friday in relation to Coach Neil Carr that we know of. He faces two misdemeanor charges, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment. And Skylar Bestrup to walk off 2-run double to send Greenville past Indiana 6-2-5 on Sunday night in the Babe Ruth Baseball 13-year-old World Series. The win evened the Greenville's record at 2-2 in pool play and sent the club into single elimination portion of the tournament, which begins today. Greenville is set to take on the Midwest Plains at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight. Hint.
Yeah, congratulations to the Greenville Babe Ruth team. They hung in there, right?
They had
to win last night to get into single elimination round.
Yep.
And so they did that, so congratulations to them. By the way, we have a phone call. I think Bubba's on the phone. We were talking about the plaque commemorating the site where Obama first kissed Michelle at a shopping plaza. This is kind of like the old George Washington slept here thing. Barack kissed Michelle here type thing. Some of the media making a big deal about it. On the telephone right now, I think Bubba is with us. Is it really him? Is it Bill Clinton? Good morning, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what do you think about the Obama's first kiss plaque?
Honestly, I don't see what the big deal is. I've got first kiss plaques all over the country.
Well, Mr. Clinton, you don't have more than one first kiss plaque.
Hello? Remember who you're talking to? I got a first kiss plaque with Jennifer Flowers, with Paula Jones.
Monica Lewinsky?
No, not for a first kiss, but first cigar.
Hey, now, do you have a plaque for your first kiss with Hillary? You got that, don't you?
Oh, I have a bunch of plaques for first with Hillary. Oh, yeah, first kiss, first thing she threw at me, first time I apologized, the second time, the third. Heck, I'm up to about 27 apology plaques.
And you're proud of this, I guess? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not proud, just lucky. Lucky she keeps forgiving me. Oh, and I have plaques for that, too.
Forgiveness?
No, getting lucky. See, there's one at the Little Rock Holiday Inn, the Radisson in Fargo, the Airport Hilton in Dallas, the Lincoln Bedroom, a couple at the Ritz-Carlton in New York, Adair Manor in Ireland.
Okay, I think we understand. Thank you.
I got to go anyway. I'm dedicating a new plaque.
At another hotel?
Nope. Your sister's house.
You say your sister's house?
That's what he said. My sister. My Hey, there he is. It's the black and white, Michael?
Yes, the black and white.
All right, thank you. All right, the Michael Jackson tribute band coming to Winterville Thursday night, part of the Winterville Watermelon Festival. We've got some folks give us the whole Watermelon Festival schedule coming in this morning. More Talk of the Town coming up, 21 in front of 8 o'clock. Hey, breaking news here in Greenville. When we come back, Lindsay will have details, a home invasion in West Haven, in the West Haven subdivision. WITN on the story this morning. We'll have details for you coming up next with Lindsay Fry.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casno, branch manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Hey, cell phone, can I tell you something?
Sure, buddy.
Well, I'm a rodeo clown, but I don't feel like a rodeo clown. I feel like a normal clown trapped in a rodeo clown's body. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. I, too, am having an identity crisis. I'm a prepaid phone, but I don't feel like a prepaid phone. I don't drop calls, and my customer service isn't like pulling teeth. I feel like I'm a regular phone on a plan with award-winning service and nationwide coverage.
Yeah, I guess we're all a little mixed up. Just like Pete down the hall. He's a meter maid who just wants to be regular made.
Say hello to a prepaid plan that feels just like a regular plan. Get unlimited voice and messaging plus 1 gigabyte of data for just $50 a month on a variety of stylish phones, including the handy Samsung Freeform 4. U.S. Cellular. Hello better.
Real Wireless with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla español en todas las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Brown & Wood Cadillac has been serving Eastern North Carolina for over 75 years. And today, more than ever, we have something for everyone.
the sporty CTS sedan and coupe, the beautiful SRX crossover, the luxurious Escalade, and now the all-new full-size sedan XTS. This is the best lineup of Cadillacs we've ever had, with great leases, special finance rates, and huge rebates, all backed by our 75 years of great service. Come and visit us today and let us prove to you we are your dealer of choice.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 68 degrees at just about 7:45 this morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Well, we have some breaking news to tell you. Greenville police have told us that the man who was shot in the shoulder during an early morning home invasion has died from his injuries. Now, dispatchers in Greenville tell us there was a home invasion and shots were fired in the West Haven subdivision. Now, family members had reported to us early this morning that a male resident was shot in the shoulder and was at the hospital. Police have now said that that man, whose name has not been released at this time, has died from his injuries. We will, of course, keep you updated on any new information that comes from this story. And authorities in Onslow County are looking for a suspect in an early morning robbery. It happened in Onslow County at the Kangaroo gas station at 116 Piney Green Road. Now, authorities say the thief used a crowbar in that robbery and made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. Now, at this point, there's been no word of any injuries, and the description of the suspect has not been released. Again, that's another story we will, of course, keep you updated on when new information becomes available. And two people had to be hospitalized after an early morning shooting Sunday at a Washington McDonald's. One of the victims was only 17 years old. Police say they arrived on scene just after 3 a.m. and did not find any victims, but soon after, two victims with possible gunshot wounds were located at the Vidant Beaufort Hospital. The victims are 22-year-old Rory Razor of Washington and a 17-year-old whose name has not been released at this time. Police tell us that they do not have life-threatening injuries, and the case is still under investigation. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Got a steady drizzle coming down in Greenville right now, and we are looking for more of that today. We are looking for a rain this afternoon and throughout the day, about a 70% chance of it. Through today, and so this is what you're seeing right now. It's probably what you're going to get for a while. 80 the high today, partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in possibly overnight, and low temperature of 65. 30% chance of rain tonight, 60 tomorrow, scattered storms in 81, and scattered thunderstorms as we move into Wednesday as well. So it's going to be an interesting week. 68 degrees right now. We mentioned the rain is coming down. Looking ahead to Thursday for the big Michael Jackson show and the Winterville Watermelon Festival. I shouldn't say Michael Jackson show, right? The Michael Jackson tribute band for the Winterville Watermelon Festival and the Winterville Idol contest. Actually, it doesn't look like there's gonna. We get a break from the rain at the end of the week. And Friday, Saturday, right now, look really nice with temperatures in the low 80s, if that holds. 68 degrees right now at 7:44. Our news and weather update brought to you this hour by Suddenlink, who's telling you if you'll dump your dish and pick up Suddenlink, they will give you up to $300 in credits to help with those satellite cancellation fees. And, of course, I understand business was brisk over there on Saturday with ECU students coming back to town. Don't forget the Suddenlink store is now open on Saturday afternoons throughout the month of August to help with getting everybody back ready for the school year. They're open noon to 6 every Saturday in August, so you can stop by and get hooked up with everything you'll need to get ready for the school year. And, of course, with Suddenlink, you get access to Suddenlink to go and ESPN3, and that's a big deal, right, Coach? When we get ready for the football season, I think at least one of the ECU games is on ESPN3, isn't it? And there'll be a lot of college football on ESPN3, and of course, with high-speed internet from Suddenlink, you're getting the fastest high-speed internet anywhere. They've just recently upgraded their speeds by 50 to 100%, and I noticed last night when I was online at home, internet is fast with Suddenlink. Call Suddenlink today. Get hooked up. 866-432-1184. 866-432-1184. 7:46 now. 14 in front of 8 o'clock. We're talking the town coming up. The breaking news story again in Greenville. We'll continue to try to get more news on the home invasion in the West Haven subdivision, which is one of the nicer subdivisions in Greenville. Now we understand there is a confirmed death in that home invasion overnight last night. This is not good. Try to get more information for you on that as we go as well. 14 now in front of 8 o'clock. Be right back.
Breaking news, breaking news. This just in from Ann herself. Ann's dumplings and Ann's delicious chicken base are now available at Walmart food stores and Piggly Wiggly. It's a one-stop shop to make Ann's famous chicken and dumplings with regular or whole wheat dumplings and the chicken base. Mmm, tastes like homemade. With Ann's dumplings and chicken base, good cooks become great cooks. Ann's dumplings and chicken base are now at Walmart and Piggly Wiggly, or visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products.
Hi, this is David Johnson, owner of Interstate Glass. It seems like there's a light version of everything today. Light beer, light hot dogs, even light ice cream. Well, here's a new one we notice more and more every day, light insurance. Here's what we mean. Some of these out-of-town 800 direct insurance companies promise big savings on your premium. The way they do this is by taking out several provisions which reduce their claims risk and provide you less protection. So if you want insurance you can trust, call a local agent, someone right here in town. Someone that can help you if you have a claim by working with the most reputable repair companies in the area. Repair companies like Interstate Glass. Be sure to buy the right policy, not the light policy. Call Interstate Glass first at 855-WOW-GLASS.
Interstate Glass. The difference is clear.
The deals are hot!
During the Toyota Nationwide Clearance at Greenville Toyota, get the Greenville Advantage. No charge oil changes, car washes, and more. Not for 2 years, for life. And up to $4,000 more for your trade.
Hurry to Greenville Toyota today before the 2012s are gone.
Call 800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click greenvilletoyota.com.
Based on fair trade value minus mileage and condition, towards new 2012 Hundred two-wheel drive, dealer retains rebates and incentives. See dealer for details.
It's bow time at Bojangles. We can't reveal what makes our roasted chicken bites so good, but we can tell you that each one is marinated in awesome. Head to Bojangles now and pick up some roasted chicken bites. Marinated, oven-roasted, bite-sized, boneless chicken, seasoned to perfection the way only Bojangles can. Grab a roasted chicken bites combo, and you'll get a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit, your choice of a fixin' and a drink. The roasted chicken bites combo, now just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time. It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to grab a cup of our legendary iced tea. What makes it legendary? Well, it could be that every cup of iced tea is freshly steeped the old-fashioned way. And it could also be that every cup has been made that way for more than 35 years. But there's another reason we call our tea legendary. Because you do. So head to Bojangles and grab a large 32-ounce cup of our freshly steeped iced tea for just $1. And taste the stuff of legends. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The power to take on your world begins with that morning info injection to kick off your day. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, weekdays from 7 to 9.
10 before 8, welcome back. It's Talk of the Town here on Monday morning, 20th day of August. If you're just joining us for the first time, we're following breaking news this morning. There was a home invasion in one of the nicer neighborhoods in Greenville last night in the West Haven. I used to live in West Haven.
Really?
And apparently, I just tried to get more from the Greenville police, but they're being pretty tight-lipped right now. We don't know too much, do we? But we do have a confirmed death, Lindsay, and right now we think it's the homeowner, right?
That's
it's
what
beginning
it's looking
to, it's
like.
It's beginning to look like someone was shot in the home invasion,
mm-hmm.
And from what we understand right now, he was taken to Vidant Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight, and they've just confirmed about 10 minutes ago that he passed away at Vidant Medical Center.
Yeah.
We do not have a name, and Greenville police have not released any more information at this moment.
That's right.
But this is one of the nicer neighborhoods in Greenville. You know, it's bad when this takes place in any neighborhood, but now when it starts moving into areas like West Haven, you've got to start to really kind of open your eyes a little bit.
Scary.
So we will continue to cover that for you, and when we have more information to pass along, we will. 9 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. Trent McGee is here, and we've been saying that we were going to make big announcements about our football and sports programming. And we've got some stuff to tell you now, and we've got a huge announcement about what's coming in the evenings here if you're a sports fan, starting with a really big name coming to the station on Thursday nights this fall. And tonight we will start our Monday Night Quarterback wrap-up show, which is going to have a new little feel to it this year, McGee.
Yeah.
You and Pat Jones tonight will be doing a wrap-up, and you're really going to focus this year on high school football.
Yeah, it's going to be the kind of the high school edition of Monday Night Quarterback. We've been doing the ECU coverage now for quite some time, and we'll take a look now, though, at the high school scene, and not just Pitt County, but all across East North Carolina. And, you know, we'll have various coaches on throughout the season, and we'll have Pitt County AD Ron Butler on the show tonight talking about some of the changes coming up in conference realignment for next season. So should be a fun show tonight.
So 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock Monday night, our first installment of Monday Night Quarterback. Back with Trent McGee and our own Patty Cakes, old Mudflap himself.
That's it.
Pat Jones will be in tonight as well, and you guys will be talking high school sports on Monday nights from 7 to 8. Of course, you know, we and following that, we'll have the Carolina Panthers coaches show, and they've got some good stuff to talk about after whipping Miami on Friday night. They looked pretty good Friday night. I watched some of the...
Yeah, the starters look really good.
What really encouraged me was the defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know what the final score in that game was, but Carolina, the Panthers, but, you know, who cares? It
ended up being a 24-17. The Dolphins had a chance to come back.
I thought it was more than that. Was it 24-17?
Yeah. I
thought they beat them by more than a touchdown.
Miami had a chance to actually tie it up there late.
And, of course, the starter for they started the Tannehill kid down in Miami, so we're still waiting to see if David Garrard, he's coming back now, hopefully coming back in another – might be able to get back on the field and start practicing in another week to 10 days after that knee surgery. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
They said 2 to 4 weeks, and, of course, he was operated on a week ago Saturday. So we're hoping the best for David. Now, coming up on Thursday nights, this is going to be huge news on from 7 to 9, 2 hours of sports talk on Thursday nights to get you ready for each college football and NFL weekend. Are you ready for this? He had a talk show in Raleigh. He became one of the hottest radio talk show hosts in Raleigh before he went back into coaching with the Boston College and then Tampa Bay. Steve Logan will be doing a 2-hour call-in sports talk show Thursday nights right here on 103.7 in our sister station, 94.1 down in New Bern and Moorhead City.
That's awesome.
Steve Logan it's an exclusive 2-hour talk show, and he's going to be talking sports. He's going to be talking about college football. He's going to be talking about the NFL. Of course, as you know, he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, Boston College before that, former ECU head coach. He is one of the most knowledgeable, and, you know, it's really interesting. I never really got to hear his talk show when he was on in Raleigh. Because, you know, we couldn't really hear it. He was on a low-power AM over in Raleigh. But he is going to be doing some stuff on radio in Raleigh this fall over the weekends. But the only other radio, the only place he'll be heard this fall on the radio is right here on 103.7 WTIB. Steve Logan, it's the Logan Zone call-in show on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 right here. And that's gonna be a lot of – I mean, Logan will talk about – as he said, I said, what are you going to talk about? He said, football, fishing, and life.
That's my kind of conversation. Starting what night?
Thursday night, August 30th, week from this Thursday night, to kick off the football weekend. So we're very excited about Steve Logan, the new lineup on Thursday night. So, we're not a sports talk radio station, but, you know, people in the area are – excited about football this time of year. So during the football season, we're going to offer something a little different in the evenings. And so on Monday nights and Thursday nights, you'll hear sports talk here on 103.7 starting tonight with McGee and the high school wrap-up show and the Carolina Panthers show. And then I'm already getting texts from ECU fans and Steve Logan fans. 7 to 9. On Thursday nights, starting a week from this Thursday, the Steve Logan Radio Call-In Show.
Should be a lot of fun.
Pretty neat.
Yep.
All right, let's see what else is going on this morning. I mentioned the Paul Ryan event coming up on Wednesday. in Raleigh. We're still working on trying to get Congressman Ryan back down here to Greenville, and they say that we're going to get him at some point. We'll see. The unemployment numbers came out over the weekend, and North Carolina's jobless rate rose 0.2 of a point to 9.6% in July. The same four states are worse than North Carolina: New Jersey, California, Rhode Island, and Nevada. So North Carolina's unemployment is the fifth worst in the country. Actually, we're tied for fifth with South Carolina. Of course, a lot of political spin immediately when they came out. The blame game. The Democrats are saying, yeah, it's because of all the public government jobs that have been cut out of the budget. And, of course, the Republicans continue to point out that they're just doing what they've got to do to try to save the taxpayers. And that this is, continued, that they didn't create the problem, that this is a continued a problem of unemployment across the country created by higher debt by the Democrats. So the blame game is on. Hey, did you see there was a comment in the newspaper over the weekend? Bucky Waters, the former Duke head basketball coach, says that Mike Krzyzewski should get into politics. He says, here's what I'd like to see him do. I'd like to see him go to Washington. We need the kind of leadership that Mike Krzyzewski could provide desperately. Bucky Waters suggesting that Mike Krzyzewski not go, he's been talking about, they've been saying he's going to go to the NBA forever. But Bucky Waters saying, no, not the NBA. Let's get him in Washington. I don't think he'll do either. All right, let's do a laugh track this morning. Here's our laugh track this morning. We got comedian Greg Fitzsimmons this morning.
I just flew in from Los Angeles, and it's an orange alert. Right now there's an orange alert. They make that announcement. If you notice anything unusual, please immediately report it to airport security. So I grab the guy. I go, yeah, I just saw somebody pay $11 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And right around the corner, they're selling luggage inside the airport. I'm going to do another lap. I'll let you know if I see anything. I flew out. I was in first class, which was sweet. It's nicer. It is. It's better. And, and I fly a lot. I travel constantly, so I get to, I just get, free upgrades to first class. And whatever. I don't need to explain to you people why I'm in first class. I'm very successful. I do well, and then I travel in first class. That's such an Irish thing of just I have to minimize anything good in my life instead of just going, no, I travel first class. How about that? And I went back to coach and farted. Not as a statement. It wasn't classist. It was just there's so few people up there, they'd know. And I wasn't even aware I was doing it. And all of a sudden, I'm back farting coach. And I don't just stop at row 19 and rip one. It's like a little at 19, a little at 14. Kind of crop dusted around a little, And then I just head back up to first class. Hey, everybody. Hey, Greg, welcome back. Good to be back. Smells good.
I'm sorry.
Gave me back in the cheap seats.
Sorry for the fart joke. We'll be back.
We are under invasion, and the federal government has tied our hands.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. 41 major wildfires are burning in 8 western states. ABC's Neil Karlinski says one of the biggest is in Shasta County in Northern California.
Thousands of people have been told to leave their houses as firefighters attempt an air assault, trying to protect some 3,500 homes in mostly rural areas north of Sacramento, where flames have already scorched nearly 19 square miles, destroying at least 4 homes.
Firefighters are also facing extremely hot temperatures and the threat of lightning. In the past 2 days, 3 United flights were forced to turn around due to mechanical problems. ABC's John Schriffen is at Newark Airport in New Jersey, where 2 of the flights made emergency landings.
ABC News' aviation expert Steve Ganyard believes that this could be stemmed from the merger between Continental and United back in 2010. He believes with so many of these incidents happening so frequently now, that there could be a lapse in maintenance due to the merger, and he says it's something the FAA certainly wants to look into.
The next flight you're on might be getting a little bit more cramped. The Boston Globe says airlines are squeezing seats closer together to jam in more passengers. Southwest has started adding six more seats. JetBlue says it's losing an inch of legroom in the back 11 rows to give higher-paying passengers more legroom. The Republican ticket stumping in New Hampshire.
Just a week ago, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan joked they'd probably not see each other again until the inauguration, or at least until the Republican convention in Florida. But here they are together in New Hampshire, a swing state with four electoral votes. It's a chance for Romney to introduce his running mate to the voters here. And the campaign believes the two men have good chemistry. We're told aides wanted them to appear together sooner than anticipated.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. He directed movies such as Crimson Tide and Top Gun. Tony Scott died after jumping from a bridge in Los Angeles County yesterday. He was 68. This is ABC News.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf. Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Some big changes in back-to-school shopping. A new survey finds technology is playing a bigger role than ever in what families buy. Details from ABC's Richard Davies.
What are the most expensive items in back-to-school shopping?
10 years ago, it was always fashion trending more than tech. More money being spent on back-to-school clothes.
But no longer, says Tina Wells, CEO of Buzz Marketing. Her firm follows shopping trends.
Technology is the hot item for back-to-school this year.
Some kids are in the driver's seat.
Parents are being handed up the older technology, and the kids are getting the cooler technology.
Some gadgets are shared, especially laptops.
I think you're seeing a lot less of this is mine and a lot more of this is ours.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
Diana Nyad continues with her quest to swim from Havana, Cuba to the Florida Keys without a shark cage. She set out on the 103-mile trek on Saturday and is about a third of the way. She's been battling a storm and jellyfish. She turned 63 this week, and it's her third attempt since last summer. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, hour two of Talk of the Town here on Monday morning, 20th day of August. If you're just joining us, we've made some news. We've broken some news this morning, and we'll share it with you right now. If you're just joining us for the first time, there is news out of Greenville this morning of a home invasion and a murder. The Greenville police are confirming this morning, telling WITN, and Lindsay's been in contact with the newsroom working the story here this morning, that there was a breaking and entering in the West Haven subdivision last night here in Greenville. And shots apparently fired. And this morning what we're finding out, Lindsay, is a family member is telling WITN, telling your folks that there someone was shot in the shoulder. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. And then Greenville police contacted us about 7:15 this morning and let us know that that victim who had been transported to the hospital did, in fact, die from injuries.
And we have confirmed that it is the resident of the home in West Haven that has died.
Yes.
And that's all we know as we sit here at 5 minutes after 8. Now, if you're watching our replay, I'm sure more become available. I've been trying to call Greenville police and our contacts this morning. I'm sure they're very busy to try to get more information. No names have been released, but at this moment, the details seem to be emerging that this was a robbery, that it was a home invasion. And there was a confrontation between the homeowner and the perpetrator, and shots were fired. I don't know if there were only shots fired in one direction, but we do know that someone has been killed in the West Haven subdivision this morning, and that's just awful news. This is one of the nicer subdivisions in Greenville, and you just don't expect to hear that news coming out of West Haven.
Yeah, you're right.
So we'll continue to gather details about that, and we will share them with you as we go. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, McGee is here this morning. We just made news ourselves in announcing that Steve Logan is coming back to radio in Eastern North Carolina. As you know, Coach Logan, after his successful stint in NFL Europe, did a radio show in Raleigh that was one of the top-rated radio call-in shows in Raleigh for 2 years.
It was.
And we've been discussing this with Coach Logan for a long time, and we have come to terms on an agreement that Steve Logan will be doing a radio sports call-in show exclusively in Eastern North Carolina here on 103.7 and 94.1, our sister station. Starting Thursday night, August 30th, a week from this Thursday night, you'll be able to call in and talk football with Steve Logan. I think it's going to be neat. Thursday night, right before the football weekend, he's going to, and you know, just so you know, I've talked to him about what he intends to do. He's going to talk about all football, NFL. As you know, he was just with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Interesting stories developing in the NFL this year with Cam Newton. He's going to talk Panthers. He's going to talk David Garrard. In fact, he told me he was just on the telephone with David Garrard in the last couple of days, and you know, David is still hoping to play for the Miami Dolphins this year, but Ryan Tannehill got the start over the weekend. So there'll be a lot of interesting stories that develop, but if you ever heard Logan's call-in show, it was totally different than anything on the radio, because Coach Logan talked about lots of different things. He could talk about fine wines and fishing and life, and maybe he'll talk about breaking my boat, which he did 2 weeks ago. He claims he didn't do it, but anyway, so we're excited about the fact that we have got, you know, we're not into sports talk, but you know, one night a week for a show like that, we think folks around the area will really enjoy it. We used to do all the political talk shows during the day and sports at night. And, of course, you know, now we've got Michael Savage on at night, so we don't want to take him off every night. But so now Thursday night from 7 to 9, 2 hours every Thursday night starting a week from Thursday, August the 30th, the Steve Logan call-in show. Now, otherwise, we've got some other sports stuff on Monday nights, including the Carolina Panthers coaches show is at 8, and then Trent McGee and Pat Jones will be doing a Monday night high school wrap-up show, Monday night quarterback. You'll probably talk a little ECU, but you're going to focus.
Yeah.
The reason for doing this really is to kind of give high schools some publicity throughout the market, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and check in with them and, you know, follow up with their games from Friday night and talk about what they have to look forward to. And, you know, if we can profile some of the highly touted players that we have in our area who are being, you know, sought after by some big programs, and like you said, give the high schools a chance to kind of get their name out there and what they're doing. So.
There's a lot of good high school players in the area this year, aren't they?
There are.
Well, I'm hearing about a lot of them right now. So I'm excited about that as well. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, we're going to be talking to some folks from the Winterville Watermelon Festival. You got that little MJ back there? Let's get a little MJ going up there, Coach.
Get that rolling, Coach Clark.
Thursday night's a big night here in the community. It's the Winterville Watermelon Festival starting this week. We're going to be talking about all. We've got the entire schedule for you. Boy, do they have a huge lineup that will culminate in their big Saturday night concert with Montgomery Gentry, the great country band. Are you going?
I hope so. I've never been, obviously. I haven't been here.
Watermelon Festival's neat.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it, so I'm hoping to get a chance to go.
But Thursday night, our station, WTIB, and our sister station, Star 94.3, are sponsoring. This could be national news. We're sponsoring the return of this guy. Crank it up, Coach. People thought he was gone.
Yep.
But coming back to Winterville Thursday night, MJ. It is the Michael Jackson tribute band. It's called Who's Bad? And if you have I've never seen this, but I understand that the guy who does the Michael Jackson routine, that you'll think it's Michael Jackson on stage, you know. The moonwalk, you know, he sounds like him. And
nice.
So the Michael Jackson tribute band, Who's Bad, on stage in Winterville on Thursday night, and we're sponsoring that with Star 94.3. And before that, right before Michael Jackson takes the stage in Winterville on Thursday night, there's going to be the finals of the Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol Contest, Winterville Idol. So come out. You'll get to hear the locals. Also, a lot of local talent will be out there, and they'll be singing, and we're going to name the local Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol as well.
Fun.
I think it all starts at 6:30. Tom and Sadie are going to be out there broadcasting live on Thursday afternoon. I think the Greenville Grapevine Girls are going to be out there live on Star. And so a lot of fun coming up in Winterville coming up on Thursday night. A lot to get to this morning, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's get the very latest again now on that breaking news story here in Greenville and more details. Homer Tyre brings us our news and weather update this morning at the news desk from WITN. This morning, here is Lindsay Fry.
All right. Good morning, Henry, and good morning to you. As Henry was saying, we do have some breaking news this morning. Greenville police have confirmed that the man who was shot in the shoulder during an early morning home invasion has died. Now, we did receive information that there was a home invasion. Early this morning, dispatchers in Greenville tell us that there were shots fired in the West Haven subdivision. Family members told us that a male resident was shot in the shoulder and was taken to the hospital. Police have confirmed that he did die from those injuries. WITN will, of course, keep you updated on any new information that comes from that story. Now, authorities in Onslow County are looking for a suspect in an early morning robbery. It happened at the Kangaroo gas station at 116 Piney Green Road. Authorities say the thief used a crowbar in that robbery and made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. Now, there's no word on injuries at this time or a suspect description, but again, we will keep you updated on that case as well. And two people had to be hospitalized after an early morning shooting Sunday at a Washington McDonald's. One of the victims is just 17 years old. Police say they arrived on scene just after 3 a.m. and did not find any victims. But soon after, two victims with possible gunshot wounds were located at the Vidant Beaufort Hospital. Now, the victims are 22-year-old Rory Razor of Washington and a 17-year-old whose name has not been released at this time. Now, police tell us that they don't have life-threatening injuries, and the case is, of course, still under investigation. And that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
All right, very good. Let's check some weather now. Here is McGee, and it's been raining in Greenville this morning. I think we got a little break right now, but more rain on the way today, McGee.
Yeah, it is, and for tonight, that rain will continue under partly cloudy skies. Widely scattered showers and storms possible for your Monday evening. A low near 65 degrees, a 30% chance of rain for tonight. For Tuesday, scattered thunderstorms in the area with a high of 81 degrees, a 60% chance of rain for your Tuesday. Again, scattered thunderstorms and showers steady for Tuesday night with a low of 64 degrees. And for Wednesday, a chance of isolated thunderstorms and showers with highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid-60s.
All right, our news and weather update this hour brought to you by Homer Tyre and the Homer Tyre Real Estate Team. You know, they're is the time of year that we're moving into now. From now till the end of the year, there will be a lot of homes put on the market. And so it's really important for you to list with someone who can generate a lot of buyers and look around and see who's doing the advertising to generate people to come to their company to kind of look for homes. I think you'll find out no one does more advertising than Homer Tyre and the Homer Tyre Real Estate Team. And, of course, his extensive marketing plan brings people to his company to buy homes. And that's what you want as the guy selling the home, right? You want to be able to sell your home quickly and get the price that you want. And that's what Homer does. He brings as many prospects to the table as possible, which means more people will see your home, which means your home will sell quicker and for a higher price. Now, if he doesn't sell it for the price and the deadline you want, remember the Homer Tyre guarantee. He'll buy the home from you, and that's guaranteed from the Homer Tyre team. Here's the number to call, 758-HOME, 758-4663. And don't take it from me. Go to the website and look at some of the guaranteed, the folks that took advantage of all these guarantees from Homer, and And you'll see that there are a lot of people out there who have used a Homer Tire Team and gotten great results and sold their home. There are a lot of testimonials on the website at GuaranteedSellNC.com. And as always, remember, when you're working with Homer Tire, you can fire him at any time and pay him nothing. Call Homer, 758-HOME, that's 758-4663, for the Homer Tire Real Estate Team, 16 after 8. More Talk of the Town for Monday morning. It is the 20th day of August. We're going to focus on what's going on in the community, all the good stuff happening in the community. Got some bad stuff happening in the community this morning, but try to focus on some of the good stuff, too. And that, is, of course, is the Winterville Watermelon Festival this week. And we got some folks in to give us the whole schedule for the week when we come back. Stay with us.
0% financing for well-qualified buyers.
Savings and selection, it has to be the key to satisfaction. Hastings Ford Country.
This is our Focus, a 2012 Ford Focus S. 5-speed, only $99 a month. Get it. A new 2012 Ford Focus that will fit any budget. Just $99 a month at Hastings Ford.
Ford Country. Ford Country.
Or focus on this 7 2012 Ford, 0% for 60 months, F-150, Mustang, Fusion, Escape, and more. 0% financing for 60 months. Now, at the home of the $99 a month Focus, Hastings Ford.
I'm Sherry Woolard.
I'm William Wilson, inviting you to rediscover Hastings Ford.
We are your key to satisfaction.
Hastings Ford, USA. Ford Country.
Ford Country.
Hastings Ford.
Hastings Ford in Greenville and HastingsFord.com.
Hastings Ford.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Been reading about North Carolina's Supreme Court Justice Paul Newby.
Isn't Justice Newby running for re-election?
Yep, and I'm impressed. Paul Newby is from North Carolina, got his undergraduate degree from Duke, and a law degree from UNC.
Is that the same Paul Newby who was a U.S. Assistant Attorney in Raleigh?
Yes, he served for 19 years, and Newby was reliable, tough, but fair.
Can I see the paper?
Sure.
Newby's been married 23 years, has 4 children, and he's an Eagle Scout and a Scoutmaster.
That tells me a lot.
Absolutely. And Justice Newby has support from Democrats, Independents, and Republicans. In fact, Paul Newby's been endorsed by 6 former North Carolina Supreme Court justices, both Democrats and Republicans.
That's real. I get it. Let's remember to vote for Paul Newby for the North Carolina Supreme Court in this election.
Civitas Action, Inc. paid for this ad supporting Paul Newby for Supreme Court. For donor information, contact the NC State Board of Elections.
Want to lower those high summer utility bills? Pitt Electric will perform a precision tune-up on your unit for just $59.95. If Pitt Electric doesn't save you $100 on your electric bill this year, they will refund the cost of the tune-up. Also, if you have a breakdown this summer on the equipment they tune up, you will receive priority service and a 25% discount on any repair. In short, Pitt Electric is the company to call to reduce those high utility bills with a guarantee to back it. Have an old or worn-out system? Pitt Electric can replace your existing equipment and cover it with their exclusive lifetime warranty. Wouldn't you like to know that the next piece of heating and air conditioning equipment you purchase will be your last? Call Pitt Electric at 355-2267 to get started reducing those high utility bills. It's an investment you'll be glad you made. Call today at 355-2267 or visit them online at pittelectric.com. Call Pitt Electric, where service is more than a repair.
We're still working the story on the home invasion here, trying to get up somebody from Greenville Police, but obviously they're not responding right now, which means they have nothing to share with us that's new, or they're too busy to answer. So we'll continue to try to work the phones and see if we can find out more about what's going on. But apparently, if you're just joining us for the first time and have not heard the news, home invasion breaking and entering last night here in Greenville at the Winterville subdivision. The West Haven subdivision has resulted in someone being killed. And we are told this morning, WITN working the story and got the news first, that it is the resident of the home that has been killed. Was taken to Vidant Medical overnight and shot in the chest or shoulder area, and apparently did not survive the gunshot wound, from what we're told. So this is obviously big news, breaking news, and something that is going to be in the news for a while. I think. Kind of shocking news to hear this morning, to be honest with you. 21 after 8 o'clock. Time for some sports headlines, and then we're going to get the very latest on what's happening as we move toward the Winterville Watermelon Festival this weekend. We're excited about having some folks in with that to give us the whole schedule, including the Thursday night schedule that we're sponsoring with WTIB and Star 94.3, the Michael Jackson Tribute Band, and the Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol Contest, and then a lot of activities throughout the week in Winterville for the Watermelon Festival leading up to the big Montgomery Gentry Show on Saturday night. So a lot to talk about this morning, 22 after 8. McGee is going to do some sports for us, brought to you by Pirate Stuff. Get the very latest on sports. And, McGee, they're already buzzing on the message boards this morning about our big announcement.
Yeah.
You can imagine. If you missed our big sports announcement this morning, Steve Logan coming back to radio after having run a successful run in radio in Raleigh, one of the most successful call-in sports talk shows in Raleigh history. And we've got him here on 103.7 and 94.1. He's going to do an exclusive call-in show on Thursday nights from 7 to 9, starting a week from Thursday, August the 30th. To preview the weekend of football in college and the NFL, the Steve Logan radio show coming a week from Thursday night. That's going to be something, isn't it?
It'll make a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
They wanted back
no doubt about it. I mean, but from what we understand, it's a great show. It was when it was in Raleigh. Of course, he got out of radio and went back into coaching with Boston College and Tampa Bay. I can tell you that he loved doing the radio show in Raleigh so much that he almost didn't go back into coaching. But as you might remember, it was Jeff Jagosinski that talked him into going back into coaching. And
yep.
And so he went to work for Jags up in Boston College, worked with Paul Ryan, then went on to Tampa Bay. And
Matt Ryan.
What did I say? Paul Ryan. Paul, no, he didn't work with Paul Ryan. Matt Ryan. Paul's little brother, Matt. No.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan. Get Paul Ryan on the brain. And so Steve Logan coming back to radio August the 30th, a week from this Thursday night. The Steve Logan Show debuts right here on 103.7, 2 hours of talk show, sports talk on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 right here on 103.7 WTIB. All right, 23 after 8. Let's check some news headlines now, sports headlines. And with that, here's McGee.
All right, thanks. And certainly looking forward to Coach Logan coming back on the airwaves here. On the links on Sunday, Sergio Garcia had the lead at 15-under through four holes when the final round of the Wyndham Championship was suspended on Sunday because of heavy rain. Tim Clark, Jason Duffner, and Bud Caudlie all at 14-under through varying stages of their rounds, and 38 players, almost half the field, were still on the course when play was stopped Sunday. Play will resume this morning at 9 o'clock and for the first time in Greensboro since 1983. NFL preseason action from Sunday. Steelers beat the Colts 26-24. Both teams 1-1 after 2 weeks of preseason play. Tonight, the Patriots play host to the Eagles. On the track, Greg Biffle won the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway on Sunday when leader Jimmy Johnson's car left the track with engine trouble with only 6 laps remaining. Police say a high school basketball player who's regarded as one of the country's top recruits has been arrested in his native Baltimore on charges of assaulting the mother of his child. What? Baltimore police say 18-year-old Aquil Carr was arrested Friday. He faces 2 misdemeanor charges, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment. Babe Ruth World Series action. Skylar Best ripped a walk-off 2-run double to send Greenville past Indiana 6-5 on Sunday night in the Babe Ruth Baseball 13-year-old World Series. In Washington, the win evened Greenville's record at 2-2 in pool play and sent Greenville into the single elimination portion of the tournament, which gets underway today. And Greenville will take on the Midwest Plains, at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight. The sports update brought to you by Pirate Stuff, which is coming back for Pirate fans at their original Evans Street location. Look for their upcoming re-grand opening with lower prices on great Pirate Stuff, and coming this fall, the return of Pirate Stuff's game buttons and tailgate parties. So watch for the reopening of Pirate Stuff, 1525 Evans Street in Greenville.
Everybody getting excited about football, right?
It's coming. It's
here. Everybody's really stoked about the football season now, and I have to admit, I didn't go over to the Panthers game on Saturday. Oh, Friday. Was it Friday? It was Friday night.
Friday night, yep.
But I was really wishing that David Garrard had been there. And we heard from David over the weekend that, he's still hoping to be the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, but I think that hope is fading after they've decided to go with Tannehill, don't you? Yeah. When they bring the kid out and start the kid like they did against the Panthers, you know, they're kind of, you might think that they're saying, okay, let's go ahead. The future is now. Let's put him on the field, see what he can do. But even if David comes back from his injury and is the backup in Miami, that'll be good for him.
Sure.
So I just hope he gets his contract paid. You know, he went out there and won the starting job and then lost it because of injury, and that's kind of a tough thing to do. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, the big Winterville Watermelon Festival on the way, coming this week. Let's talk about it. When we return, we'll give you the schedule, including all the news about Montgomery Gentry coming to Pitt County this weekend to Winterville, and Michael Jackson coming back. I shouldn't put it like that, Coach. The Michael Jackson Tribute Band and the Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol Contest, all Thursday night. We'll be out there. We'll be right back and talk about all of it.
Use vehicles with approved credit, payments for 3 months of your home loan. 740 Beacon Plus, tax type and 399 dealer.
It's the Credit Doctor's Credit Clinic. The Credit Doctor will ensure the success of this special automotive savings event at Bobby Murray Toyota. $57 down or $79 a month. Prices from $30.99 through Saturday. The Credit Doctor will give you an automotive physical, but you need to bring $57. Lease returns and load of high mileage trade-ins, just $57 down or $79 a month. The Credit Doctor says trucks, SUVs, vans, cars, sports cars, luxury cars. From $30.99 only at Bobby Murray Toyota. All you need is $57 down or payments from $79 a month. It's the Credit Doctor's Credit Clinic. Call 800-745-2686 or online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats in Bobby Murray.
Hi, this is David Johnson, owner of Interstate Glass. Your car's windshield is not just some piece of glass you look through, not anymore. It's the most vital part of your car's safety restraint system. It's designed to keep you and your family inside the car in case of an accident. Automakers require windshield replacements to be carefully installed following very strict guidelines. You see, your passenger side airbag deploys off your windshield at over 200 miles an hour. An accident is not the time to find out if the job was done right. That's why we always follow the car maker's specifications, to protect your car's factory warranty and preserve your family's safety. You see, we believe your windshield is much more than a piece of glass. It's peace of mind. So make the safest choice and call us first at 855-WOW-GLASS. Interstate Glass, 855-WOW-GLASS.
Interstate Glass.
Tiebreakers, now under new ownership, is back open after renovations.
The beautiful new and improved Tiebreakers is offering $5 lunch specials.
Check out their new daily drink specials like
$2 select domestics every day and $2.75 pint night on Tuesdays.
Stop by after work and enjoy half-price appetizers from 4:30 to 6 every weekday.
Let's go!
Find out why people are now calling it the nicest sports bar and live music venue in town. The all-new Tiebreakers on Smithwick Drive in Greenville.
Brown & Wood Mazda has been serving Eastern North Carolina for over 75 years. And today, more than ever, we have something for everyone. Like the 40-mile-per-gallon Mazda 3, the 40-Mazda 6 sedan, and the all-new CX-5 crossover. Or check out the 8-passenger CX-9. This is the best lineup ever. Plus, sky active technology, 0% financing, huge rebates, and great leases. All backed by our 75 years of proven service. Come and visit Brown & Wood today and let us prove to you we are your dealer of choice.
What is that? Seems to be a micro. It sounds like it might be. Hey, was that a motorcycle? Is that Michael Jackson again? Whatever. All right, Michael, you got to stop letting Coach Carr pick the music. All right, 30 after, it's half past the hour, and we've got some friends from Winterville in here. Big week, the biggest week of the year in Winterville every year. It's the Winterville Watermelon Festival. Michelle Whaley is back. Patrick Reed is here. Good morning to both of you. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning,
Henry.
Now, you were here when we kicked off the Winterville Idol Contest, How has that been good? Because the finals are coming up Thursday night.
Yes, the finals kick off Thursday, Winterville Watermelon Festival at 6:30.
Yeah.
We have eight finalists, and they're duking it out for $500 and the title of Winterville Idol.
Now, what kind of music are they singing? Is there a variety of different people involved?
I'm going to push it to Patrick because he's been more involved on that.
You've been emceeing this, haven't you?
I have. We've really had a good mix. We've had some excellent talent. We started off with about 25 people singing country, some rock, some hymnal songs, church songs. It's been an excellent mix, some really strong talent. I don't envy the judges having to narrow it down to eight, and I'm really not glad I'm not on that side of things having to pick a winner on Thursday.
All right, now, do you have their names? Did you bring their names by chance?
Don't have
their names. Didn't have their names? Okay, but they're all local.
Yes. Yes.
They're all Pitt County folks, and they've been you've done how many preliminary rounds, Patrick, leading up to the finals here?
Oh, gosh, they all start to run together. If I remember correctly, we did two audition rounds and then two semifinals.
Right.
So we had, I think, nine in the first audition, 10 in the second, and then nine in each of the semifinals, and then narrowed it down into, no, we must have done more because that doesn't add up right. I don't know.
We had four total rounds.
Auditions, a couple semifinals, and now, like I said, down to the final eight.
All right, and it all culminates in the big finals on Thursday night at 6:30.
Correct.
In Winterville for the Watermelon Festival, and our guys will be out there broadcasting. Like Tom and Sadie going to be out there. The Greenville Grapevine girls are going to be out there.
Yay! Good.
And we're going to see who is named the Winterville Watermelon Festival Idol, and they win $500.
$500.
Pretty nice.
And a trophy.
And a trophy. Where'd the trophy come from? Let me guess. Tim Avery may have had something to do with that.
He might have had a little influence in that, yes.
All right, now, after that is the Michael Jackson tribute band, Who's Bad? And I've gone online and looked at some of the video, and this guy looks like Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
Sounds like him.
They're amazing. And I've heard, you know, don't plan on sitting in your chair. You're going to be dancing the whole time. Also, it's wristband night for $20, so your kids can go ride. You can listen to some good music.
Is Thursday the first day of the festival?
It is.
Okay.
All and right. Thursday and Friday are both wristband nights. You can ride all you like last weekend before school starts.
So what time will the rides open?
The rides open, I believe, by 6.
Right, 6:30 right
6
there.
6 o'clock, something like that. Series. And then coming up, the 6:30 is the Idol contest. And then after that, at like 8 o'clock, something like that.
8:15, I think, is the start time.
The Michael Jackson tribute band. Mm-hmm. All right, and then that kind of kicks off the whole weekend. And, you know, just looking, the weather looks kind of iffy all the way up till Thursday, and then it gets nice on Thursday.
And then it's going to get beautiful.
It's actually supposed to be a great weekend in the 80s, if you can believe that.
After last year, we deserve a little good weather.
Was it bad last year? I don't remember.
Well, the hurricane canceled us.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right.
We're trying to recover. So we want everybody to come on out. And then Friday, it's family fun night.
Yep.
So we'll have stuff for the kids. That's when the rolling contest, the seed spitting for kids 13 and under. So come out and do that. And then they're going to have the North Carolina Aquarium this year and a hot air balloon. So new stuff for the kids area.
What are they bringing from the aquarium? They bringing the penguins?
I wish. No, I think it'll probably just be fish. But it'll still be cool. It's a kind of rolling
Do they have
aquarium.
Like a rolling aquarium?
They do.
That's
so
nice.
We just got that confirmed last week.
I believe
week.
They bring a touch tank, don't they?
I'm not
making
sure.
That up.
Yeah.
But they
Come
just confirmed. So they're coming. Come out and see what they're going to have.
And is chairman of the board on Friday night?
They are, and that's free, too.
Yeah. So that's Friday night, chairman of the board. And then the big concert is Saturday night. You're bringing in one of the great all-time country bands, Montgomery Gentry. That's going to begin. How much do the tickets cost?
They are $20 in advance, and you can get them online at www.watermelonfest.com or at local trade Wilco Hess stations through Friday. Event sales stop Friday, and you can get them at the festival Thursday.
That's a good
Friday.
Price to see a band like Montgomery
it's
Gentry.
It's wonderful. You're not going to get that price anywhere else.
No, if you want to see my band, they play Time Warner Pavilion, or is that what it is now?
Whatever
it is up in Raleigh. they play the big venue
the
in Raleigh.
Seats would cost you more in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't get that price, and you wouldn't get as close.
No, absolutely.
So how many people are you expecting from Montgomery Gentry?
I think 5,000 is what we have tickets for.
Wow.
And you figure, you know, Time Warner holds 18,000.
Yeah.
So you pay a lot more money, and you're in with a lot more people.
No
so.
Doubt.
And the weather's going to be pretty, so buy your tickets now.
All right, so that's all Saturday. And so any other festivities that we missed? We didn't talk about Saturday during
the
day.
Well, you have the good old watermelon eating contest Saturday.
Yeah.
If you've never watched that in person, that's a sight to behold. So you want to see that. We have the parade at 10 o'clock. And then we sold out of craft and food vendors. So if you're a craft person, you want to come out and see what they have to offer. So we have a lot going on all day.
So it all starts Thursday night about 6:30 for the Idol contest, which kind of kicks off the events. And then the Michael Jackson tribute band, Who's Bad, about 8:15 on Thursday night on stage. And all of that takes place on the rec field.
It is all going to be on the rec field this year.
Right.
In the past, we've moved across the street to A.G. Cox for the big Saturday concert. This time, we have one stage. Everything's at one place, so it's going to be at the Winterville Recreation Park.
Well, you guys deserve good weather after last year.
That's right.
Keep our fingers crossed for you, and we're looking forward to Thursday night. That's going to be a lot of fun.
We're excited, and thank you for your support this year and for making Winterville Idol and everything happen.
It's been a lot of fun. We appreciate being a part of it. We appreciate you guys inviting us to do something. Now, Patrick, anything we've missed? Anything we need to say that if we've forgotten to?
I think that pretty much covers it. Come yell for me at Winterville Idol.
Yeah. Are you singing?
I'm emceeing.
Oh, you're emceeing.
And everybody says any love to the MC. So,
you're the Ryan Seacrest of the Winterville.
Exactly.
All right, now, who actually who puts this thing together? Is it just everyone in the community comes together to do this?
There's a committee of, where are we now, about 40 people, 40, 50 people. And we do this all year long. We meet all year, and, we start. By the end of the festival, we kind of hate each other after spending all that time together. So we take a month off and then get right back into it and start brainstorming
bands.
But it's
all volunteer.
And it's all volunteer.
But is it sanctioned? I guess the question is it sanctioned by the town of Winterville? Is any one civic organization, or is it just a whole group of volunteers?
We are our own nonprofit, the Winterville Watermelon Festival Committee.
Okay, great.
But it couldn't happen without sponsors such as the town of Winterville, such as your station, and other businesses in the community. We couldn't put on a good talent every year. We couldn't do everything that we do without our sponsors. So they're crucial to the success of the festival.
Well, we appreciate the hard work that goes into it, and thank you for all you do to make this a big community event. It's one of the biggest. One of the biggest east of Raleigh, really. So we're proud of what you guys do over there, and it's going to be big and biggest, maybe the biggest ever. If the weather holds like it looks like it's going to right now, it's going to be a perfect weekend for it.
We hope so.
Rain all the way up till Thursday, and then Thursday no rain. That's what the forecast is calling for today. Of course, as you know, subject to change a little early. Thanks for coming in. Good to see
Thank
you.
Thank you so much
Thank
for having
see
us.
See you Thursday night.
Absolutely.
We'll
looking
here.
Forward to it. Michelle Whaley and Patrick Reed from the Winterville Watermelon Festival as we roll through the week and get ready for it on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Of course, the Thursday night events capped off by the Michael Jackson Tribute Band. And then on Saturday night, one of the biggest groups ever to come to Pitt County, Montgomery Gentry, one of my favorite country bands. I'm really looking forward to that. All right, we'll be back. More Talk of the Town coming up. When we return, we're going to try to get an update on the breaking story this morning on the home invasion and the death here in Greenville. We'll be right back. I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And, Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
Summer's here, and it's time to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Leap into huge summer discounts and rebates with almost every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle available at 0% financing. It's the summer clearance event. Cruise in style this summer with a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. Bring your trade and upgrade by leasing a new Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month. Want the sunshine, good times, summer truck? Lease the new Ram Quad Cab for just $290 a month. Or lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Cherokee Caravan for just $279 a month.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap the East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $25.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on truck and minivan. See dealer for details.
This is Becky Taylor with Sylvan. School bells are ringing again, and that means there's lots of anxiety building for moms and dads. That's where Sylvan comes in. Sylvan can help your child get this school year started on the right track. Sylvan will develop a customized program to help your child get ahead of the game. From pre-K through college, Sylvan has programs to prepare your child in all academic areas, as well as building the confidence and motivation to succeed. And it won't be long before juniors and seniors will be dealing with the ACT or SAT, so don't wait for panic time. Get involved in one of Sylvan's excellent ACT or SAT prep programs now and be ready to get into the college of your choice. Get this school year off to a positive start and ensure your child is going to have a great year. Don't wait until there's a problem with homework. Reduce stress now. Call Sylvan now. There's a Sylvan near you in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or you can just call us at 1-800-EDUCATE. That's 1-800-EDUCATE.
That's what I'm talking about. Crank that up, his little MJ for you. This was when Michael Jackson was good, right? Is this who's bad? Who's bad? McGee, can you moonwalk?
I've tried. Been trying for 30 years now. Still can't do it.
Well, there'll be some moonwalking on Thursday night in Winterville because this guy, I've seen the video of this guy that does the Michael Jackson show, and he can get it done. He can get the moonwalking done. So that's coming up Thursday night here in Winterville. And welcome back, Talk of the Town Monday. We're still following the breaking news out of Greenville, and Greenville police not telling us much right now. I guess the investigation is still underway. They have not released the name, but this is a huge story. Greenville police, according to WITN, confirming this morning that the man shot and injured during that home invasion last night in the West Haven subdivision here in Greenville has died at Vidant Medical Center this morning. Police tell WITN they're investigating the breaking and entering in the West Haven subdivision. Shots have been fired. A family member has told WITN that that a male resident was shot in the shoulder. And then police confirming this morning, Sergeant Joe Friday of the Greenville Police Department this morning did confirm for us, this is the last we've heard from them this morning at 7:15, that the man has succumbed to the injury and it is now a death. Police have not yet released the man's identity, but we do know that it is a home in the West Haven subdivision, which if you live here in Greenville, you know is one of the nicer subdivisions in Greenville. I used to live in West Haven, so this is disturbing news this morning here as we wake up on Monday morning, the 20th day of August. If you've got any information that you want to share, 561-8255. I would be cautious, however, not to give names, because I think that should be released by the police department. But if you do have any information on the shooting, we'd love to hear from you this morning at 561-8255. We are having a hard time getting Greenville police to back on the telephone, and not surprising because, as you can imagine, they're pretty busy right now with this story, and they're also being very careful not to make any mistakes because of lawsuits and things like that. And so this is a huge news story breaking here this morning.
And apparently no suspects. Or suspect.
There is not?
I'm asking. I
do not know that. They have not released that information.
Know. Yeah.
They have not released any information on whether there is a suspect in custody or whether they have a suspect or any of that information. So, no, we do not know the answer to that. That is still information to come. Is it raining out there?
It is.
Still raining.
Coming down.
Been raining ever since we got here this morning before 7 o'clock. It started drizzling really between 6:30 and 7, and there's been kind of a steady kind of a rain out there this morning. So if you're driving to work, be careful this morning. that rain is going to continue, we think, on and off today. All right, I'm getting a text from Greenville Police that there is a news release coming shortly. Hopefully we can get that on before 9. And so the Greenville Police now saying, let me send back this text and see if we can get that before 9. Hopefully we can. Sending this back to the Greenville Police right now, so we'll see. But again, there are police on the scene, and they've just confirmed for us that they're about to send us a news release, so we should get some information. So stand by. Hopefully we're going to be able to get something on before 9. And by the way, if any of the police are listening and can call us and can give us an official statement, we would appreciate that. Okay, I'm just told that we will not get a release before 9. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Got some Greenville police listening to us over there on the scene. So there we go. So I guess we'll just have to find out. I guess WITN.com might be the best source once to get information once that information becomes available. Again, the forecast for the rest of the week, partly to mostly cloudy, some scattered showers, thunderstorms overnight tonight, low temperature near 65, and the chance of rain 30% tonight. We're looking for scattered storms tomorrow and a 60% chance of rain, 81 the high tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, scattered storms, 64 for the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, the chance of rain diminishes a little bit, down to 30%. But we're looking for some scattered storms again. And then when we get into Thursday, when we get to the weekend, start looking to the Watermelon Festival this weekend, the weather actually looks really nice. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're looking for 78 degrees for a high on Thursday. Friday, sunny and 82, and then Saturday, sunny and 83, and only about a 10-20% chance of rain over the weekend, probably scattered showers. So the weekend looks pretty good, McGee.
That sounds awesome.
Getting some reports from Meet the Pirates over the weekend. Did you do that?
I did
that?
Not make it out of Meet the Pirates, no, sure didn't.
All right, what was happening with high school football on Friday night? Did you do high school game?
I did. I had South Central and Hertford County, and South Central fell to Hertford County 39-21 in that game. But there were some really high-scoring games over the weekend. Of course, you know, Havelock came here to Rose and pretty much had their way with the Rampants on Friday night, and Havelock's good once again. Great running
Havelock
back.
Havelock just keeps on cranking out the great football players.
Yeah, they have a commit going to South Carolina with Pharaoh Cooper, who got moved from the running back spot to quarterback this year. Their junior running back, Darrell Scott, will be one of the best, I think, in the country come next year. He's really, really good at the running back spot. But, yeah, Havelock's good. You know, there was some of the points put up. I mean, there was a 76-point game or a 77-point game on Friday night, and that was with Northeastern out of Elizabeth City as they took down Perquimans over the weekend. But there was just some unbelievable stats from the weekend from Friday night that took place. And, again, South Central falling, J.H. Rose falling, Farmville Central falling to a good Plymouth team on the road. D.H. Conley, they actually beat Fike Friday night. So some Pitt County teams got some wins and some had some losses. So, again, Pitt County AD Ron Butler coming up tonight to talk about this is the last year that these teams, most of them will be competing in their current conferences. So a lot of teams we're seeing dropping down to 2A, some moving up to 4A, some staying right where they are, just going into a different league with different teams. So a lot to get to with Ron Butler tonight. And we talked about that. And we'll also have Tarboro head coach Jeff Craddock on tonight from 7 to 8 on our Monday night wrap-up show.
So if you're into high school football, every Monday night, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock right here on 103.7, it's our Monday night quarterback, McGee and Pat Jones will be here with our Monday night wrap-up show for the weekend. And then, of course, if you missed our big news this week, this morning, starting on Thursday night, August the 30th, one of the biggest sports talk shows ever in Eastern North Carolina, the Steve Logan radio show, coming back to radio here in Eastern Carolina. Coach Logan will be talking about the ACC. He'll be talking about Conference USA. He'll be talking about the NFL. And, you know, it's really going to be neat because you'll be able to hear Coach Logan talk about some of these quarterbacks in the NFL now, like Matt Ryan and David Garrard and people that he's actually coached.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, I can't think of any of the other names right now, but I know that some of the other current quarterbacks in the NFL, Coach Logan has worked with in NFL Europe.
I would like to hear what he thinks about Josh Freeman, the current Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, and how he thinks he may progress. I think Freeman has a lot of potential, but I just want to kind of get Coach Logan's take on how good he thinks Josh Freeman can really be.
There was a little hint over the weekend of who might be the starter for ECU, I thought. It looked like from the statistics from the East Carolina scrimmage on Saturday that Brad Wernick may have been the guy that got the most. Brad Wernick and Rio Johnson looked like they got more reps than Shane Carden and Cody Keith. So before it's over with, you may win the bet.
I don't know.
You said Rio Johnson will be the starter?
I said Rio Johnson.
I said Shane Carden.
Right.
I think that hope is fading on that. He only threw like three passes on Saturday in the scrimmage.
You know, it shows you how much things change during the week of practice.
Shows you how much I know.
Well, and there's one more week of practice to go. So, I mean, actually, really two more weeks of practice to go before they kick off the season in 2 weeks. So, a lot could happen.
Is this going to be one of those things that, remember when Dominique Davis came to town and we were all saying, who's going to be the starter? Is it going to be this guy? Going to be that? I can't even remember who the other competitors were back then. Rio might have been one of them because this was 2 years ago. And then once the season started, they went, oh, we knew Dominique was going to be the starter a month ago.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think they know who they want it to be. And I think they're still waiting for at least to see if that guy will emerge as a starting quarterback. But, you know, Warnick's made a case to be that guy. You know, he's the only guy that's seen or has the most game time experience. I mean, he's the one that's been tested, and he's looked pretty good when he's come in to replace Dominique Davis. So
yeah,
we'll see.
No doubt. If you didn't hear us early this morning, we first came on in the 7 o'clock hour. We told you the very latest on the schedule. There's still a lot of rumors that Paul Ryan, the vice presidential nominee for the Republican Party, is going to be in Greenville this week, and I can confirm for you that that is not the case. I talked to the Romney campaign as late as like 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And, this thing goes back a couple of weeks. They've been talking about, even before Ryan was picked, bringing in the vice presidential candidate into Greenville this week. And there had been a lot of discussion with the university and some planning done. And then what ended up starting a snowball of different effects that kind of ended Greenville out on the outside looking in was when Mitt Romney canceled his trip to Raleigh last Sunday. As a result of that, the decision was made not to bring Congressman Ryan to Greenville, but to bring him to Raleigh on Wednesday as kind of a make good, and to bring either Ryan or Romney or both to Greenville later on, as they did with the Sarah Palin rally. Of course, Menchie's Coliseum is a little bit of a challenge right now because of all the construction going on outside Menchie. Have you been over there and seen it?
I have.
It's going to be nice when it's finished, but, man, it is a disaster right now. And so, you know, the other concern has been whether or not Menchie's could actually be ready to do an event like this. Although I will say this, that Coach Holland and J.J. McClam and the Chancellor Ballard and Philip Rogers and the folks at ECU have been very cooperative and bent over backwards to try to make this thing work. But it wasn't that as much as it was the decision by the Romney campaign to take Paul Ryan to Raleigh on Wednesday. Then on Friday, you may have heard this rumor. I've started getting text Thursday night and Friday morning. We're hearing that Ryan is coming and he's going to be on campus in the Brickyard. Where's the Brickyard, Christopher? I don't even know where that is. I didn't even know East Carolina had. We got one of our interns in here, Christopher. Christopher, where is the Brickyard?
The Brickyard is it's right in front of Mendon Hall. There's like a big grassy area.
Yeah.
And you know where all the ATMs are? And,
no.
And, the Senate, that's the Brickyard.
In my day, we didn't have ATMs on campus.
Oh,
and we liked it.
I thought that was the mall.
And we liked it, yeah, I'm sure.
I thought that was the mall area. Isn't the Brickyard there between?
No, the mall is in front of Joyner.
Yeah, it's out by. It's like between Mendon Hall and the library, right? Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, it ain't going to happen now that we know where it is. So I started getting emails Thursday night, Friday morning that they've made the decision to bring, and these were people in Greenville that were emailing me saying, have you heard they're going to bring Ryan to the Brickyard on campus? Well, my original thought was that's not true, but honestly, by Saturday afternoon, people inside the Romney campaign were confirming that Ryan could be in Greenville on Thursday. And then last night, they told us that it is not going to happen, that the decision has finally been made that Congressman Ryan will appear in Fayetteville on Thursday. Apparently, he's going to go to Fayetteville to address all the defense spending cuts and the sequestration issues with the civilians losing their jobs in the military. As you know, we've got 30,000, we've talked about this a lot the last couple of weeks, there are 30,000 civilians that work on these military bases in Fayetteville, Jacksonville, and Havelock, between Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, and Fort Bragg, 30,000 civilian jobs. And with the sequestration coming at the end of the year, a huge percentage of those jobs will be eliminated if indeed sequestration is not delayed. And you might remember, if you don't, we talked about this with Congressman Jones last week. If you don't remember sequestration, when they couldn't get together on a budget bill earlier in the year, last year, I think it was,
right.
they came together and said, okay, if we don't have agreement on spending cuts by December 31st of 2012, there'll be an automatic cut across the board on everything, all federal spending. Well, now you look at that and go, well, hallelujah, maybe that's what we need. But then, again, you start looking at our communities here in eastern North Carolina, and with all these civilians losing their jobs on these military bases, which is the problem with cutting that way.
Half military, half domestic.
Yeah, it can't be good. Mm-mm. So apparently that's what Congressman Ryan is going to Fayetteville on Thursday to talk about. They have not released it officially, but you heard it here first. We think that Congressman Paul Ryan will be in Fayetteville on Thursday, but we do know this. He is not coming to Greenville this week unless they change their mind again, which I'm telling you, the Romney folks change their mind about every 30 minutes. But, you know, when you're running a campaign of that size, you got that many people involved, you kind of understand what's going on. And so if you hear today that that Paul Ryan is going to be in Greenville this week, it is not true. It is at this point, it was on, it was off, it was on, and now it's off. As of last night, it's off. So it ain't going to happen. All right, we're going to get out of here. Our first high school installment of Monday Night Quarterback tonight. McGee will be listening for you.
Looking forward to
right
it.
Right here on TV as well. Monday Night Quarterbacked from 7 to 8 tonight with Pat Jones and Trent McGee and special guest of Pitt County Athletic Director Ron Butler, who, by the way, was one of the all-time great athletes ever to come out of Pitt County. People don't remember this about Ron Butler, but Ron Butler went on to be one of the great players in college football at UCLA, was an All-American at UCLA, and then would have been a great pro. Ended up, I think, getting hurt, got his back hurt.
Yeah.
And did, but now Ron, and you know what, with all those accolades athletically, you know, what people remember about Ron Butler more than that is he's just a very good person.
Indeed.
He's
couldn't
an excellent guy. And he's going to be on board tonight. Tonight from 7 to 8 with McGee and Pat. And then, of course, don't forget the Steve Logan Show starts a week from Thursday to get you ready for the football weekend. And, by the way, sponsorships are available for the Steve Logan Show. If you'd like to call our sales department here, Hank Hinton can hook you up with that. So that's now that we've made that announcement, hopefully that will be the case to follow up. All right, as we go, leave you on Monday morning. A little reminder that Michael Jackson's The Tribute Band, Who's Bad, coming to Winterville, the Watermelon Festival, on Thursday night. So make plans to be out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice night. Have a great Monday, everybody.
American voice. 4 more years of Obama will be the end of this country. 3.7. Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest.